Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
You play pickleball, Dr. Copen?
I do not. It's too dangerous, John.
You wimp. What's the matter with you? You're an athlete. You played basketball.
You'd be amazed what we see in our emergency room from pickleball.
I would not be amazed, because I've almost been in your emergency room having played pickleball. So what I say is, first of all, there's a net up there, and running into it is never pretty. And number two, it's just a point in pickleball, and it's not that important that you try and do something that you know you can't do to get the ball. How's that?
That's great advice. You know, John, we've talked a lot about the importance of balance as we get older, yeah, right? I mean, it's just one of those things that when we're younger, we never really need to think about it. But as we get older, balance and agility become more and more important. And one of the things that we see in pickleball is people who haven't played that kind of sport in a while, as they get older, there's a lot of balance and agility to be able to play pickleball. I mean, when in your life do you try to move backwards quickly? Never.
Yeah,
right. But when you play pickleball, you have to. So we have lots of folks who we wind up taking care of who are moving backwards as quickly as they can. But that type of agility, they haven't worked on in a long time. So, you know, my counsel to people who want to play pickleball is you really have to think about what can you do to see to it that your balance is good, that your agility is good. And yeah, I've recommended before, there's a lot of good stuff on YouTube, believe it or not, about these subjects, you know, things that you can do at home to improve your agility and your balance. It'll make you a better pickleball player and will make the game safer for you.
And you won't see Dr. Jeffrey Copen, the chief medical officer at Northwestern Medicine's Lake Forest Hospital. I wanted to talk to you about some of the things RFK Jr. and his advisors tell him about healthcare. But let me just insert this other point, too. The Washington Post had something this week that you have just reminded me of. Nearly a quarter of U.S. adults suffer chronic pain. Nearly a quarter of U.S. adults have suffered from chronic pain in the last year. And I suppose that's just a function of getting old, right, doctor? Or what would you say about that in general?
Well, certainly people, as they get older, are at higher risk of chronic pain. But unfortunately, we have plenty of younger people who have various chronic pain syndromes. And they really are syndromes more than diseases. John, it's not like there's a specific thing we can point to. Pain is very complex biologically, psychologically. There's so many different inputs that go into pain, and chronic pain in particular. But, you know, we know in the United States this has been a big problem for a long time. You know, let's think back to, you know, the whole OxyContin thing that we, you know, was in the news all the time,
yeah,
in the last decade. Why was there a need for something like OxyContin, right? Because of chronic pain. Unfortunately, it turned out to be a highly addictive drug that caused real problems. So how we deal with chronic pain and help people so they don't have that pain is one of the major things that we do in medicine. As everyone knows, I'm an internal medicine doctor, and it's not unusual in my own practice. I have to help my patients with chronic pain syndromes of various kinds, and they're never simple.
I was reading the book The Body this past week, and in there the author laments a little bit about how pointless pain is. And I know that it sends a negative signal to us. If your hand's over a hot flame, you know to pull back because you experience pain. So it does caution us from some things that would be injurious to us overall. But he said we don't need to experience pain every time to realize that's bad for us. And some of the worst things that can happen to us only become painful when it's too late. How many cancers festering in our body would we have benefited from knowing if there was pain attached to it? But it's only until it's metastasized or it's incurable or at least it's late stage do you experience pain. He said evolutionarily we haven't really evolved in the best way relative to the signal pain sends us. What do you think of that, Doc?
Yeah, it's interesting. I really would need to ponder that, John. I mean, it's, we're getting to, I think, really into the world of philosophy when it comes to that. You know, the biological system, which is the human body, is incredible, right? I mean, the fact that we can do what we do, we can live independently in the world, dealing with the challenges that confront us every day. I mean, it's really extraordinary. It is a miracle.
Dr. Copen is on with us. Jeffrey Copen is the chief medical officer at Northwestern Medicine's Lake Forest Hospital. The president and his designee for Health and Human Service Secretary say that we're not going to lose the polio vaccine. I just wonder what your reaction was to that story this week, Doctor.
That it's even an issue, John, is a problem. I'm old enough to remember that there were lots of people around who suffered from polio. The vaccine solved the problem. It's just an extraordinary achievement in public health. Polio vaccine is safe. It's effective. We need polio vaccine. And it shouldn't even be a question that is spoken about. And that's what's most concerning to me. I was thrilled that President-elect Trump, in this press conference that he just had, he voiced his support for polio vaccine. I was happy to hear it, but it's a step in the wrong direction that it even is an issue that requires attention like that.
RFK Jr.'s close advisor and attorney is a person named Aaron Seary. He is a strident vaccine skeptic. He has filed a petition for the FDA to revoke the approval of the polio shot. The president said, we're not going to do that. This advisor has also said polio vaccine needs more study. He's the main advisor helping Kennedy vet top staff people in the health department. So there will be some influence from these people regardless. But is it possible that we're giving our kids too many vaccines, too many antibiotics? I think the underlying concern here is that we're just shooting our kids up with too much stuff. What do you say to that?
It's always worth asking questions like that. I don't have any problem with it. And the good news, John, is we have great answers. The science on pediatric vaccine is outstanding. There have been so many kids that have been vaccinated now for so many years. We really understand how vaccines work. The vaccines that we have today are far more effective and targeted than the vaccines, John, that you and I received when we were kids. That's outstanding. And the proof is in the pudding. I mean, kids who get measles vaccine don't get measles. Measles used to be a huge public health problem. We don't have that issue anymore. There is not a concern that our kids are getting too many vaccines to prepare them to go to school.
Are the kids eating too many?
It's important to really reiterate that.
Are kids eating too many ultra-processed foods? This is another bug for the designee, and I think a lot of us would agree. Yeah, a lot of the food we eat's crap. It's delicious. It's addictive. I wonder if the government would take a role in making it more difficult for those additives to be put in our food, and maybe that would be a good use of that pulpit. What do you think of that?
I don't think anybody would argue that the diet that we eat in America is not always the best. I think the issue for public policy is what's the role for the government in that. You know, John, the whole thing with RFK Jr., I just hope that the Senate properly uses its advice and consent constitutional powers here. This man needs to be questioned publicly about his stance on things like vaccines. If he wants to talk about the problem of chronic disease in the United States, please. But let's hear what his ideas are to improve the public health in America.
I want Dr. Copen to be the Health and Human Service Secretary. Have they approached you at all, Doctor?
Yeah, they have, but I like my day job too much, John, to go do that.
doesn't want to relocate. That's Dr. Jeffrey Copen. He's the chief medical officer at Northwestern Medicine's Lake Forest Hospital. And listen, I'm being silly there. I take very seriously what you say. We very much appreciate your insight. Thanks for joining us, doctor.
Always a pleasure. Everybody take care.